HCS EdConnect bridges the digital divide in online learning here in Chattanooga and Hamilton County. The first of its kind initiative between Hamilton County Schools and EPB, along with community partners such as the Enterprise Center and Tech Goes Home, brings no-cost, high-speed internet to any household with a child eligible for free or reduced-cost school lunch. HCS EdConnect began last school year during the pandemic, and this school year it continues to enroll new students. Rachel Emond is with Hamilton County Schools, and Scotty Summerlin is with EPB. Rachel, Scotty, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ray. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Ray.
Remind folks what HCS EdConnect is and what it does.
HCS EdConnect is our program that we run for free Wi-Fi for any eligible student within Hamilton County Schools. So eligibility means students who are receiving free and reduced lunch or who are receiving SNAP benefits from the state of Tennessee. They have access to Wi-Fi from EPB. And this is fast 300 megabits per second Wi-Fi, extremely fast Wi-Fi at your home or a hotspot if you aren't eligible.
And this is home internet service at no charge for families in need.
Absolutely.
You know, Ray, we're so excited because Chattanooga has become a national model when it comes to closing the digital divide for our students. We have taken the most comprehensive approach in the United States by having internet service at no charge to students in need at least the speed that Rachel was talking about, and also our Wi-Fi router and installing educational devices and continuing technical support all at no charge to these families.
And then for families that know that they qualify, how do they get started?
It's really easy. I want to definitely drive that point home to any families who might be listening or folks might be helping families get enrolled. It is so easy to sign up for this program. All you have to do is call your child's school. Once you call your kid's school, they'll be able to opt you into the program. We're also sending out opt-in opportunities via email and text. So if you have an updated email and cell phone number with the school district already, then you'll probably receive that in your inbox. But if you don't, or even if you do and you just want a little extra help, just call your child's school and they'll be able to enroll you in the program. And then after that, all you have to do is call EPB. You can find their number online or it's 423-648-1372. Once you call, you just press zero. You'll get to talk to a call center representative and they'll get you set up just like any other customer.
What do families already need to have when they reach out to you and say that they are interested in signing up with HCS EdConnect?
EPB will provide a router. And in terms of information, when they're getting in touch with EPB, all they need to know is their child's school and grade level. In addition to their child's name, it's definitely helpful to also have their student number so that they can get signed up, but not required. Equipment-wise, EPB will get them set up with absolutely everything. They'll get the router installed for them. It's fiber optic Wi-Fi, so they'll get that put in for them as well. But they don't need to have any equipment already. They don't need to have a computer to have access to this. All of our students, grades 3 through 12 at Hamilton County Schools, are one-to-one. So they receive a Chromebook or another device through their child's school. So they don't need to have an at-home device to be able to sign up for EdConnect. Absolutely not.
Ray, what's really exciting is for the students who qualify for this program, as long as they maintain eligibility, these students and their families are going to be connected year-round to this internet service at no charge, including the summers, for up to 10 years, as long as they have a child in Hamilton County Schools. And that is unprecedented. Nobody else in the country is doing that.
What's the participation rate been going into this school year? What are some ways that you folks have been trying to improve the experience even more for children and families?
So we've got over 14,000 students who have already enrolled in the program, which together with their household members, they represent more than 25,000 people who have internet access through HCS EdConnect. One thing to note, I mean, many of those families didn't previously have Wi-Fi. So this is one of their first experiences with having a home internet connection. And in terms of making it better for families, we're doing a pretty good job at connecting with families who have been set up to get feedback from them, find out if it was easy to enroll role in the process and easy to get in touch with EPB. And we're constantly working with all of our partners who are involved in the project to make sure that it is easy for families to get set up with it. And EPB is a wonderful partner for families. They treat EdConnect customers just like any other customer because they truly are. They get the exact same type of account. It just has $0 attached to it from the family side. So they provide excellent customer service to them. We've had several families who get in touch with EPB when they're having a connection issue or a Wi-Fi speed issue, and EPB is able to take care of them really quickly, which is wonderful.
And if people want more information about HCS EdConnect, if they want to participate, where can they go online? Where can they call?
Families who have questions or partners who have questions, they can just go to edconnect.org. Or like I said, of course, if you don't already have access, you're welcome to call your child's school and they can answer questions for you as well. But edconnect.org is the place to go for additional information.
The reason this is possible is because people in Chattanooga decided that we need our students to be connected to the internet so we can close the digital divide. And it's made possible by a bunch of partners, and we couldn't do it without them. It's Hamilton County, Hamilton County Schools, the City of Chattanooga, EPB, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, the Benwood Foundation, the Community Foundation, the Footprint Foundation, the McClellan Foundation, the Lyndhurst Foundation, and CARES funding from the state of Tennessee. And it's just amazing that all these folks got together when the COVID-19 pandemic began to try to figure out what can we do to make sure all of our students in Hamilton County Schools can be connected to their schools and make sure that this is available to students who are in need. So just so thankful for our community partners. Once again, Chattanooga has come together. It's the Chattanooga way, and we really can get things done. And we have become a national model, so much national media attention, a number of awards, and we would love to be able to teach other communities how to do this so they can replicate this in their areas.
All right, Scotty, Rachel, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.